Caleb, it's me, Dave.
Yeah, well, go to hell, Dave.
Man,
you go
for
right to hell. You
That's
beast.
Been the show.
The We're starting a podcast over. Called Go to Hell, Dave.
Go to hell, Dave. Hey, everybody, I'm Dave Ross. Go to hell, Dave. And that's our show. I was telling Caleb off air, yeah, a little, not to pull the curtain back, but we talk when it's not being recorded, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not much, but we do.
Not much. We don't like it, but we do it. I'm hungover as fuck. I don't drink lately. And so when I, because of trying to lose weight, be healthy, all that shit. And so when I cheat on that, I'm like, well, fuck it. I mean, I'm never going to do it again. So I should try to win drinking today.
Yes.
And I'm going to drink all the types. I'm going to stay up really late. I'm going to, you know, I like plan to shit bad. I want to shit bad tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do. And I did. And I will again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but I consider it good shit because that's the devil getting out of you.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's definitely good after. It's bad during, though. And
yeah,
I guess we don't really need that type of detail here.
Hey, well, hey, I'm sick of the audience pushing us around.
I guess that's true. We can do whatever the fuck we want, you pieces of shit. If we, you know what's funny is if we start a shit-based podcast called, like, Shitting the Podcast, that's a pretty good name.
Right. I like it.
Then we could call our fans pieces of shit. you pieces of shit.
Well, we don't need to start the podcast to call that. We can just do it.
That, not to pull the curtain back too much, but we call you all pieces of shit when we're not recording.
Wow.
all of you.
That's the thing about the curtain on our podcast is when you pull it back, it's just Dave taking a shit.
It's
and you're like, we should have kept that curtain closed.
In fairness, yeah. There's a giveaway. The curtain's covered in shit. My shit. Yeah.
Man, this episode's dirty.
Yeah, dude. We're gross.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to get in trouble.
We got to do one episode with a soundboard where we can really do the morning radio sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be fun.
I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah.
We have, we're going to watch an episode of The Sopranos fully in reverse.
Yes, we got to remember that. People in the audience think we just riff and then these are just gone. No, we remember what we say we're going to do.
Absolutely.
No matter how bad of an idea it is or how little anyone wants us to do it. We're men of our words.
Yes.
And we might stop, but so far not.
Also,
so far we remain.
Sopranos in reverse is the only thing I've ever written down, ever. And it's lucky I didn't delete this document.
The only time I've used a pen in the past calendar year is to write down Sopranos in reverse.
Sopranos in reverse. And yeah, I did it with a pen. And
yes.
I wrote it on my computer monitor in pen. When I say I wrote it on my computer, I mean I fucking carved it into the screen of my Vizio.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey, by
and
the way, sorry, dude. Fuck, man. Sorry,
dude,
I didn't know
what I was saying, man.
Man, damn. All right. This is how I'm going to act all fucking episode. I'm hungover as fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, man. That's actually good. I've heard it's good if you're hungover.
Yeah?
It means that
for
your
what?
Body still knows alcohol is bad.
Oh.
And it's bad when you don't get hungover. Then you're
really. Hungover. That sounds like something that alcoholics say.
No, that's what they do say. They go, once you're really an alcoholic, you don't even get a hangover anymore. You feel bad if you don't drink.
That's what I'm saying, though. I feel like bad alcoholics who get bad hangovers say, like, well, I'm okay because I still get really bad hangovers. You know, I've been throwing up for weeks, so I'm not an alcoholic.
Well, look, maybe I shouldn't be getting all my advice from alcoholics, but so far I take what they say and I don't Google it and I remember it forever.
You know what? You are that is definitely bad for you and you shouldn't do it, but it's a fun way to live. And I don't know, it sucks to look stuff up So fuck it, man.
I'm sick of looking shit up. I don't even know what's true. Like, when I look it up, when people are like, "Ooh, you should look it up." What is it? Wikipedia? How do I know that's, is that good? What, I look it up in the encyclopedia? I don't have an encyclopedia.
Dude, that's so funny. Yeah, I got the world book. I kept it. Even though the internet's in my pocket, I have an Encyclopedia Britannica from 25 years ago that I look shit up in.
But also, what is the Encyclopedia Britannica? What? No one thought to be evil and write some shit down that's wrong in books. Only the internet's got lies. All books are true. I actually love this.
I totally agree. When it's one of my favorite generational divides is how our parents' generation still thinks that, like, you can't believe Wikipedia. Anybody can write in there. Anybody can write a book.
Right.
Anybody.
Hitler wrote a book.
What's for sure wrong? History books written 30 fucking years ago. Because apartheid, as far as Encyclopedia Britannica is concerned, apartheid's still happening. And Bill Clinton is president. You know? Like, when we learn stuff all the time, like, you know, what wearing a mask might do, for example.
Yeah. Also, I like that theory because I think a lot of people somehow believe it still. They're like, no, Bill Clinton is still president. If you think there's been a president since Bill Clinton, then you need to look up Q tells you.
Totally.
Still Bill.
I mean, if we're being real, the real, real president is a lizard. He's
JFK ain't dead. Tall. He's not dead. He's still president. He lives in the
Tupac and Elvis are hanging out in Memphis. They killed Michael Jackson. He's dead.
He is dead. Actually, he's the only one that's dead. No one else is dead.
No one ever died, but except we killed Michael him Jackson. Because he was fucking kids. And that did happen. I'll tell you what's real and what's not. We didn't go to the moon. Michael Jackson is a pedophile. Also, here's an interesting fact. Every single person you've ever met is a pedophile except me and you.
Me and you.
Me and you.
So far?
We don't fuck kids. So far. Hey, by the way, welcome to What's It Called?
Yes.
This is Caleb and my podcast where we don't know what the name of the show is and won't ever. So, yeah, whatever. Fuck
That's
you.
Right.
You
and we have cold open. Let me tell you. You know what we do after our cold open, folks? A lot of people move into the business of the day. Not us. We rank how good that cold open was against our other ones.
Absolutely.
And I say that was top six cold opens.
Seamless.
Seamless.
And funny. Seamless
really
and funny.
Good.
Those are the boxes you're looking to check off on a cold open. If it's harsh, if it's like, whoa, here we are talking, and we're talking still. And then that's a little on the nose, and it doesn't really, it's not a soft segue into the beginning of the show. And then there's the other part where it's not seamless, where you're just like, hey, shut up so I can introduce the show. Well, that's not fun at all. And then if you're not funny at all, like other podcasts, like, you know, Kyle Ayers' podcast, for example,
right.
Or Kyle
that
Kinane and Dave Stone.
Shit.
Yuck.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, those aren't at all genius podcasts hosted by our very good friends.
We're going to fight them all in the street.
Totally.
Masks on.
I beat Troy Walker to death yesterday.
Now, I know a lot of people in the crowd are like, ooh, Caleb did his signature. That was pretend laugh. It happened. It did happen.
And it was funny. That's
it
what
was
I liked
funny.
About it.
Or didn't see it coming.
Usually when you commit a hate crime or you beat someone to death, it's not funny. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, it's the, you know, it's the exception that proves the rule. You know how that's not true? People go, ooh, that the fact that it didn't happen means it is. Whoa, great. I'm glad I know what rules are. Sick of
Buddy,
people saying shit that's not true.
I don't know if you saw this text because you didn't text me back. And so a subtle fuck you right away.
Oh, wait, what?
But
about
I got something I need to name this week. I need a name. I'm not actually mad. I don't care. I don't. We don't.
Oh, shit. I did not see this.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I was really drunk yesterday.
Were you? Are you hungover today?
A little bit. I mean, I started drinking.
I'm an alcoholic, so I don't get hangovers anymore.
Well, it was the first time like I'd seen my girlfriend in like a long time.
Cool.
So me and Jenny went and got some cheeses and meats and drank a bunch of wine, and that was the whole day. And
that's great.
I was just I didn't know anything until just now.
That's really great.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, shit. So we got to name
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do this, but I had this idea. Like, I'm getting into Twitch streaming. Kyle Ayers and I are starting a show that starts in a couple weeks. It's called Awful Level League, where we make shitty levels and make our friends play them with us. And it's like, we've tested it a few times. It's super fun. It's if you're listening and you're interested, it's going to be Tuesdays at 5 p.m., and I believe we're starting. We haven't totally picked, but I believe first Tuesday in February, we're starting on Kyle's Twitch channel, which is at Kyle Prime Video, 5 p.m. on Tuesday. So we have that, and we've like done a couple of practices, and it's been super fun. And I've done some Twitch stand-up shows, so I'm like interested in getting into Twitch streaming, and I'm just going to start streaming myself playing and fucking around. But then I have some show ideas, and one of them is I think it would be fun to play comedians in Mario Kart and then talk to them about their depression while we're doing it.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, thanks.
That's also just what happens when I play Mario Kart.
Totally.
It ends up happening anyway. You're like, oh, I'm playing Mario Kart with another grown man. I guess we should figure out why.
Wow, that is... Fuck, man. I'm going to pull... Hold on. What is the time code of this? I am gonna. That's like, this is like what, 13 minutes in? Oh man, yeah. That's fun. That's good stuff. And I'm gonna include in the clip I post online this part where I'm talking about how I'm gonna post a clip online.
Yeah.
And when I do that, the internet's gonna cave in on itself, and I'll die of being a loser.
That's right. We give you a peek behind the curtain. You find six more curtains and more of us.
And they're all covered in shit.
Yeah.
I need to come up with a name with my Mario Kart sadness show. And I have a couple that I think are really, really bad that I've pitched to people who love me and like love me a lot. For example, my girlfriend and a couple of my best friends, and all of them hated them so much. I'm talking people that like love me, that care about me. They unabashedly, it's not an argument. You know what I mean? Some of the few people in my life where I'm like not worried about whether or not they like me, I told them, and even they were like, Dave, that really sucks, man. And I hate that. And
oh,
I
man,
don't
now
think,
I'm pumped.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the first one. How are you, O'Cart?
Oh man. Whoa. Because in my head, right before you said that, I was like, how bad could it be?
Yeah.
How bad could things be? And now I know.
Yeah, it's, look, man, it's not good. It's really, really bad.
But
in every way.
It was so good for what you set it up as. When you started to tell me, you were like, unconditional love.
And they still hated it.
Tell me these were good names.
So,
and as a punchline to that setup, I thought it was a great name.
Well, I appreciate that. That's good. At least I delivered it well. Well, here's why. Okay, let me give you a little bit of a pitch. And maybe you can at least see my thought process on wanting to name it this.
Yeah.
How are you, O'Cart? It rhymes with Mario Kart. You know?
Well... I think if we're gonna look, I've only used Wikipedia. My idea of a rhyme is a little different than that.
Okay. Okay. Let's.
If Eminem had a song where he rhymed Mario Kart with "How are you, O'Cart," I might think he's.
I guess that's true. It's not really a rhyme if you just add O'Cart at the end.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like when. You know, I think one of the worst ones I've ever heard is Lil Wayne, where he's like, I'll transform you like a transformer.
Oh.
Which are just like, okay.
Wow.
That's one of the all time. And by the way, that's what when stand up comedy comes back, that's what it's going to be, is appeal. Lil Wayne thinks that he rhyme a rhyme, and then it's not quite right.
There's going
to
be some.
So I can't wait for
stand up
to be back. Oh, boy.
Somebody told me today that they, saw someone posting, I forget all of the variables of this story, but they said they know of someone who announced at a Zoom open mic that this is their first stand-up set ever.
What?
I know. And so, like, a generation of comedians is starting.
Oh, no.
In lockdown. It hadn't even occurred to me. And the thing is this. Zoom comedy, performing into a camera, is totally a medium of performance. And, like, whatever. Fucking do what you want. Have fun. I hope you're good at it. I hope it's fulfilling. I really do. But it's just not stand-up. It just isn't. And I'm not saying this as some sort of old guy. I know for a fact it isn't. It's not. It's another thing.
No. That's like if right now, in the middle of this, we were like, this is me and Dave's first book. We'd be like, yeah, well,
yes.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's certainly not a book.
You
but
call it a podcast.
It's something.
It's an audio book. No, yeah. It's not. Mm. No, it's not.
It's not even a... And then you go, okay, it's a comic book. It's like, do you know what you're saying?
Right, right. It made me very worried. Like, and it made me worried for me. Like, am I thinking of it wrong? But I'm not. Stand-up comedy is when you stand up and you do comedy at people. Ah.
This is, okay. This is, the. See how I have, I don't know if the, here's another peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. Calling your Zoom open mics, it'd be like... I have a lint roller in my hand. Talking into this in front of your mirror is as much stand-up.
Totally.
My mirror today, me and my hairbrush.
My mirror.
Me and my hairbrush and my mirror did our first set today.
Man.
Oh, boy. I got my first heckler, and it's like, you're Turbo Man from Jingle All the Way. Yeah, he heckled me. He was standing on my bed with my little stuffed rabbit. And they were heckling me pretty good. Yeah, it's like, you're lost your mind.
Yeah, a heckler isn't somebody who writes in the comments, hey, why don't you have more posters? I smashed that motherfucker. I read his comment, and I started yelling. I started yelling until my mom told me to shut the fuck up.
Oh, man, I just had a great idea.
Okay.
We should do a sketch where one of us is doing a Zoom show. And then we have a heckler smackdown. I haven't seen a Zoom heckler get smacked down, but it's like combing through the chat like, what'd you say? Who said that shit?
Oh, my God. Actually, we should definitely do this, Caleb. Let's do it for sure. We could totally.
Zoom heckler smackdown. Dude,
Zoom. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awesome. I wrote that down. I wrote
that will
down
be
Mario Kart thing.
We wrote down Mario Kart. Did we write down
morning radio soundboard?
Morning radio sound.
Yeah, dude, this show is getting complex.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, back to how are you, O'Kart?
Yes, don't forget.
So actually, the journey of how I came to that name might explain it a little better. And I think this is actually an actual pun. But it's not really okay. So. I was thinking the phrase, are you okay? You know, mm-hmm. I'm asking people, are you okay? And if you add A-R-T to the end of that, then it's are you O-Kart? You know? No, it's terrible. I know. It's so bad. My girlfriend is literally like, baby, it sucks. Like, she just won't. She like won't give it to me at all.
Have you told her it's supposed to suck?
I did tell her it was supposed to suck, and she was like, it doesn't matter. It still sucks.
I mean, this is a deep cut, but that's up there with our Lord and Davier, one of my favorite bad names that you've come up with. But it's so bad, it's memorable and kind of does what a name is supposed to do.
Right. That's the thing, is how are you, O'Kart? But the problem is that I think our Lord and Davier is so bad, but in like a dumb way, whereas how are you, O'Kart, is sort of like lame. It's like something a loser would say. Like, like it sounds like a
cereal. Wait, I can't tell if you're defending this or not, or if you're on your own side.
I'm not defending it. I'm saying it's bad, and I shouldn't call it "How are you, O'Kart." Whereas, like, if I called it "Our Lord and Davier," at least comedians would be like, "Oh, what a dumbass," you know. Whereas calling it "How are you, O'Kart," everyone would be like, "Does he think is Dave all right?"
Why don't you call that "Is Dave all right"? That would be fun.
How am I is the name of it. And you have to say it like, how am I doing?
How am I doing? How am I doing?
I think I'm just going to call it the Depression 500.
Whoa, there you go.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Or, the mental health circuit or something like that.
The Depression 500 is memorable. Yeah. It gets to the point. And then you can also, you know, when you're doing your intro, welcome to the Depression 500, or also known as the How Are You, Oakart? And your guest always says, no, no, it's not. And you go, all right.
But here's another thing, though. My girlfriend pointed this out, too. I've been talking about, I did another podcast today, and I've just been talking about her nonstop.
Oh, they love that.
Maybe
they
like
love her. That. Make sure to put a link to her handle in there.
Yeah. yeah, totally. Bother her, please.
Bother her, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no one, only bother us and not Eli, not Steph. Only bother me and Dave. I love getting the tweets from the called heads.
We want to find also email us whatthehellisitcalled@gmail.com if you want help naming stuff. We're backed up on a little bit, but we're gonna help you name your shit.
If you want to name your hangover, if you're especially hungover listening to this episode, you would like a name for that hangover. We'll name that shit.
Thing. Name if you wanna. I want my football to have a name. We'll name that fucking football.
We'll name
for
it.
You. We got one I want to do in a second. This girl needs help giving her cat a nickname. I'm fucking pumped,
dude. Hell yeah, dude.
But to wrap up the depression show thing, I actually, after I thought about it for a while and how I've had two podcasts about depression and I ended both of them because doing a show about depression was making me sad all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I think instead I'm just going to do a show called Mario Fart and play Mario Kart and have fun.
I think Mario Fart's really good.
Thanks, dude. Would you play Mario Fart with me?
Hell yeah, I would.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude, I kind of hope I'd be mad if we don't.
Yeah. Do you have a Nintendo Switch?
No.
Well, that's a hurdle.
I wasn't allowed video games as a child.
Is that true?
Yeah. No Santa, no video games.
No
Look at me now.
Santa. And now I'm Santa. You can't see the video, but he's dressed as Santa all the time.
I am. I dealt with it in a healthy way.
Yeah, I have put on a Santa suit to jerk off. I feel good. What?
It'd be weirder if I took it off. Be like, oh, I can't mix this problem with the other one.
I only wear a Santa suit in bed. when I put it on to go to sleep. It's my PJs.
Yeah.
Wait, so because your dad, what was the religion your dad is a preacher in?
Oh, Pentecostal Holiness. I was kidding, though. I was allowed to have video games that after a certain age they gave up, and then I was allowed.
But... Oh, okay. But you didn't have Santa.
No Santa, for sure.
Wow. Wait.
Santa is if you believe in Santa, eventually find out he's fake. Next thing you know, God's fake, and then you're a communist. So they nipped it in the bud. They told me, I was like, as soon as I could understand a sentence, they said, there's no Santa.
Is that the logic?
Yeah, they want to let you know what's true and what's not. And they're like, look, nothing's real except God. So no Easter Bunny. They're just like, no Tooth Fairy, no Santa, none of that shit.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to raise kids with Santa and the Tooth Fairy and shit, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think it's one of the least important decisions.
Yeah, totally. You definitely don't have to make up your mind now.
I think it's way more important. Like, people think all these things, like, when do I give them the sex talk? What do I tell them? Do I lie to them? Don't hand them a phone until they can drive. That'll fix it all.
That's
I don't
true.
Know what. Yeah.
Or,
like,
or
the
go
one.
The opposite way. Give them a phone when they're fucking 8, and they'll figure it all out.
Right.
You don't have to have any talk with them at all.
Yeah, but it's, I feel like there's a lot of, and hey, me and Dave are also starting a podcast called How to Parent with two guys who don't know shit. Because.
That's a great name for a show. How to parent with two guys who don't know shit. That's definitely the name of our podcast this week.
Right.
Hell yeah, dude. Honestly, we should start a show called How to Do Shit with two guys who don't know shit. And
I like
just
that.
Every week we're like, yeah, all right, this week we're talking about building a playground. And all right, what you need to do is you need to get a bunch of 2x4s, glue them together into like a teepee, put some metal in there. Go to Home Depot, be like, give me enough wood for a teepee, all right? And then you make your fucking teepee. And then you go back and you're like, all right, I need two poles coming out making monkey bars off my teepee. And then they're like, we got you. You get 2 2x4s, you get 5 poles, you glue them to the fucking 2x4s, monkey bars in a teepee. Perfect. Now you got your fucking love, jungle
this
gym.
This is like, you ever listen to Car Talk where it was those guys who'd be like, oh, what's it sound like? You know what you need. Like, it's we got to get a call in. We need to put a number in there, get a call in. And then people nothing but really bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Want to know how to make your bed? Put it in your ass first, and then you can clean it, and then get a teepee. The teepee. No, I don't know why teepees makes me laugh so much, but you need monkey bars. Don't need teepee.
You don't. First of all, you don't need a teepee in a jungle gym. There has never ever been a teepee. And if there is, that person should be killed because it's not a standard. They're wrong. They got it so wrong. Well, how do you build a jungle gym? Well, step one is you need a home. You need a home for someone to live in. That's what you need. Like an old school one that's actually sort of made up. man, yeah, you get a
deep. You know that song? Do you know the song Indian Outlaw by Tim McGraw? Are you familiar with this song?
No.
Well, let me tell you, it's a banger. Okay. And the fact that it is not the most canceled song of all time. Tim McGraw is just a white guy with a cowboy hat. He has a song called Indian Outlaw where he claims to be a Native American.
Wow.
Easily Googleable to find out that he's not. But and then he says like some of the most offensive shit you've ever heard where he's like, you can find me in my teepee.
Oh my
so
God.
It's like, it came out in the 90s. It's like, dude, the TP is not like if there's a song about being Irish and it was like, I live on a potato. It'd be like, well, this seems a little racist and weird.
It is wild that we're just we don't need to go on a rant about this, but they are currently in 2021 changing the name of the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
To the Cleveland team.
How did it take that long? Just wild. We are such an awful, stupid species.
It's so interesting the things where it's like, in 2013, Mississippi outlawed slavery, where it's like, maybe you should have just been quiet about that because it's weird that you just did it. Like,
yes. I didn't realize that. That's a real thing.
Dude, not kidding at all. It sounds like a joke, but they didn't like, after the Civil War, when they're like, every state was ratifying and be like, all right, no slavery
here.
They
didn't technically do it?
No.
Whoa.
Dude, 2013, look it up.
Damn, dude.
Crazy. Yeah, it's like shit like that where it's like, and it's also, there's a ton of shit we should have been doing. And it's like, dude, the Atlanta Braves used to have a mascot called Chief Nakahoma. Like when my dad was a little kid, he'd go to the game and they'd be like, give it up for Chief Nakahoma.
Whoa.
Which is just, I mean.
Well, also the chop and chant the, oh, like none of that's okay.
No.
But obviously.
They knew they're like, okay, I think it was in like the 80s or something when they were like, maybe we should stop Chief Nakahoma. We're getting like complaints like all day, every day.
right.
And people only kind of like it anyway. It's not like. Right. People come here for the baseball and the Cracker Jacks.
It's not like the terrible towel where for some reason everybody in Pittsburgh loves to spin a fucking towel. I got to get a new terrible towel. My towel is so terrible. God damn, Pittsburgh sucks, dude. That place.
Oh, man. It's like, yeah, I like at least a foam football finger is fun, but like, hey, you want a dirty towel to spin? No.
And it's terrible because we're terrible. Because we live in a fucking city that has more bridges than happiness. And I. Dude, I was on the street in Pittsburgh once, and a little context, I've been there a lot because my family's from there. So I know, you can't tell me I don't know what it's like. I know what it's fucking like. No, this joke was all in Danny Palumbo. We're going to be like, hey, listen, there are several nice things. No, there aren't. Anyway, I was on the street. I did a comedy festival there. I walked out of the venue. I was with some comics. This guy walked up to me holding a pizza, and he said, do you guys want this pizza? We ate half the pizza and you can have it. And it's very nice. So you're thinking, oh, what a nice town. They're giving away free pizza. We were all full and kind of drunk. And I was even like, I've eaten too much and my stomach actually kind of hurts, but thank you so much. And he goes, well, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. And just starts. Whoa. And then we had to run it was crazy. And they're like, yeah, oh, fucking Pittsburgh, give me a break.
I mean, that is, to be dancing that fine of a line. Like, you're on a real tightrope mentally when you're like, I'm either going to give some food away
or I'm going to kill that cool somebody. Yes.
Same person.
Well, that's
on the moment's notice.
I don't actually totally hate Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm a Steelers fan. But it's just sort of, it's just one of those places. And I'm from one of those places. Orange County, New York is like that. I think it's place. My theory is this. It's places that don't have a defined cultural identity to everybody. So, like, you know, if you're poor in the South has a Southern culture along with it. Granted, you know, it's like had a really fucked up history and right. There's a lot of bad stuff and poor in the South. It's not fun to be poor in the South, but everyone in the world has an image of what the poor South is. And everybody.
Yeah,
in the world,
you got a tire swing. You jump in the river. You go and eat. Oh, let me go hit a slingshot and eat a squirrel for dinner. It's like, totally. At least there's some charming Huckleberry Finnness, and it's like, I was playing in the dirt. So totally. There's something fun.
Yeah, and like in the Pacific Northwest, it's like granola, vegan, whatever. And even if that isn't you, you're just like, you have a gun and you hunt, but also you're worried about global warming or whatever, and you're a hippie or whatever. And then in New York, it's like, Brooklyn, fucking New York. And so where I grew up, where it was rural and an hour from New York City, and everyone's in New York still, we don't have like a defined stereotypical identity. And I think it drove everybody crazy. It makes you feel less than even that. And that's the thing. Nobody knows about Pennsylvania and their dumbass accent, which is like, I'm talking
what is it like? Yeah,
about
Pennsylvania. Hey, dude.
Go down, dang, dang, dang,
dang,
dang, dang, dang, dang,
it sounds like they made that accent in a vac where they were like, we need an accent.
Totally.
It sounds bad to everybody.
It sounds like how belters talk. Do you watch The Expanse? It's seriously like there was a sci-fi universe and they like, well, we need some new weird way people say words. Mm-hmm. And go down, dude, wow, wow. And it's just so it's just people are in pain there in a new way, just like where I'm from. And the accent, we also have a stupid fucking accent where I'm from. What I'm doing right now, Caleb, is I have very strong opinions about a lot of things.
And I know you're pointing at the camera really close with your finger.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
No, I like it. It makes me know you mean it.
I don't like to ruffle feathers because I don't want to hurt people's feelings, you know? And so I've like really, I try not to like forcefully say specific opinions because, you know, everybody has, I want people to live their life and whatever, and I don't want to hurt people or whatever, but I'm sort of realizing I'm a comedian and it's fun to do that and it's not a big deal. So I'm trying to push past that and lean into it. And I'm going through a little bit of a growth period now, I think, where I'm going to be maybe extra forceful about my stupid opinions. And that's why I'm saying shit like everybody in Pennsylvania is trash, you know?
Dude, on your podcast, I yelled for 30 minutes about hats.
That's true.
I was getting literally mad.
So mad.
So mad.
Which we should talk about again because we've had updates. I told you. I had a buddy text me and be like, Caleb seems nice and funny, but fuck him and his opinions about hats.
Yeah. And I could tell that's a fedora guy. That's what they do. They know they've been seen, and they don't like it.
But that's the trouble.
You got to stop wearing that shit, dude.
But yeah, where I come from, we have a very specific, terrible accent. It's like a New York accent. So like, yeah, it's like a little bit slower, you know. And there's some people in New Jersey, you know, whatever. Where I'm from, it's Northern New Jersey, New York City accent, but really, really fast and really, really lazy. So it's like, whereas like a New Yorker, you know, you stereotypically like, hey, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of my way. Where I come from, it's like, hey, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of my way. Get the fuck out of here, man. What is this? And it's like, it's all mush mouth. Oh, yeah, you're going over there. Okay. Yeah. Like, we understand each other, but no one else knows what the fuck we're saying. And all these destitute, poor places with no accents are where everyone is just so mad. And Pittsburgh, God, it's also like our football team is named after a metal that we mine. God.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not, you can't do that shit in the South. I mean, oh, it's like, what do we even
coal?
The
West Virginia trapped
coal.
Miners.
Yeah. It's the Raleigh cotton and tobacco. Like, you know, that's not that good.
That's so funny.
It's
dude.
The Orlando chicken houses.
Dude, the Orlando chickens is very funny. The Atlanta coal is really
the
funny.
Atlanta coal.
It's just like the least exciting. I don't know how they got away with stealing. How do we get on that? Oh, we're talking about the Braves.
Probably when unions were big and they were like, well, we got the Packers and the Steelers and then we got, it's like, you got to give it a nice cool name. It's like, name it after an animal. That's fun. That's never, you can't cancel the Panthers. What's going to happen there? We could name it after an animal.
That one's interesting. Are there Panthers in Carolina?
I haven't seen one.
Yeah. I feel like there are Sharks in San Jose. Like, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Sharks. The animals is what we should be doing. I don't like the non-animal. I like a good lion and a bear and a panther, but
you don't like the Jazz, the Utah Jazz.
No, Jazz Steel.
Ugh. Yeah. Jazz
packing.
Is very
oh, packing. We're
oh yeah, you
packing.
Pack meat? What are you doing? What is this? The Oilers was always like, "Oh,
Oilers. What are the Knicks? What the fuck is going on there?"
Yeah, I think that those are pants. I think that they're knickerbockers.
The New York pants.
Wow. Tonight, it's the New York pants versus the Utah music.
The New York pants versus the Utah music. Oh, and look, if you get a chance to go to Utah, I mean, you come for the Mormon and you stay for the music.
The music. Oh,
oh, the music. Many... The music in Salt Lake is you can't go down the street without hearing like a jazz band.
It's just such an artist state, you know? They just cultivate art so well there.
Yeah. I remember all the bachelor parties I go on, they go, New Orleans or Salt Lake? And I always go, Salt Lake.
Every time. Yeah.
Give me that salty jazz.
I mean, how many in the salty jazz? God, fuck you. Shut up. That was great. How many interviews have you seen with one of your favorite jazz musicians? Mm-hmm. And it's like, how'd you get your start? And I'm like, well, you know, I was the only jazzer in my hometown and I had to get to a jazz place, and so I did what every jazz man does. I picked up my jazz flute and I moved to Salt Lake City. And that's it. That's the whole story. Because I just got famous. Because that's where musicians move to make it. Utah.
Oh, man.
Were they originally called the New Orleans Jazz? I feel like they must have been, right?
That had to be. I don't know. The story can't be that they sat around in Salt Lake and some board came up with that. That can't be right.
Right. I mean,
well, where did the New York pants start? You look around New York and you're like, what really says New York?
Pants.
Pants.
Everybody
done.
Is wearing pants. I mean... done. It was like the worst, just the least interesting man ever was given the job of naming the New York Knicks. You get the job of naming two teams. All right. Well, first, obviously, basketball got a net. New York Knicks. New York Nets. Everybody out here wearing pants. New York pants. Pants and Nets. We're done. All right, I just landed in New York. I got to name all this stuff. Everybody pretty big. Giants, and I'm on a plane. Jets. New York Jets versus the planes versus the big guys. And the pants versus the hoop.
Right, it's like there's 8 million stories. Well, you wouldn't know it because we got the pants and the Nets.
Totally.
And the.
It's the city that never sleeps. But the thing that I pulled out of that is that everyone covers their legs. Everybody. That's what we all share.
The New York pants.
The New York pants. The New York pants and the New York hoops and the New York planes. And the thing is, like, Giants, like, literally there's like fashion and art, culture, mathematics, every single type of human being who has ever lived has lived in New York City. And they were like, okay, well, our mascot should be a huge fake fantasy person. The Giants. Fuck you. It's probably about the buildings, you know.
I guess, but still not. Like, that's what a three-year-old would name it. Like, aren't the buildings really big?
Totally. Yeah. The dragons.
There's a lot of other. Oh, boy.
But then again, if they, like, took New York culture and name stuff, that would be so funny. Tonight it's the New York Central Parks versus the New York Washington Squares.
The New York train. Mascot's a big train.
Pennsylvania stations versus the Union stations.
Right. I'm guessing now I'm getting it because I'm sure they were trying to think of a good New York thing and they're just like, shit, this is hard. The New York Wall Street
rich
guys.
People. Yeah, yeah, totally. New York,
yeah. Not a lot of good.
Disparities of wealth.
Yeah. The New York rent.
I mean, subways isn't a good name. Trains.
No.
The Brooklyn Dodgers. I wonder how that. That makes sense, because everybody's getting shot.
Yeah,
at.
I like that. Dodging
bullets.
Yeah, what I wonder. It'd be funny if they name what like because Washington football team is pretty lame.
Yes.
Like it's also there's nothing better than being like we can't call it that anymore. It's like what do we call it? It's nothing. Okay. Well,
I know.
Yeah, you couldn't have replaced it with something.
Just pick something.
You're right. It could have been the Washington people. And then your mascot is six different folks standing nearby.
I feel like Washington, D.C., more than any other place, has like a lot of great names. I mean, like all of those monuments are there. Mm-hmm. All of the history of our country and government. And like all of these memorials. You know, like there are so many veterans. The Washington veterans would be a good...
Oh, I think Washington Redskins was in the state.
What?
I don't think it was D.C.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure the one they just renamed Washington football team was the one in the Washington state.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm 38 years old, and my whole life I've thought it was Washington, D.C.
That is wild.
I'm going to look this up right now because I really... No, because the Seattle... They wouldn't have two... The Seahawks are, I think you have been thinking the wrong thing.
Have I? That's crazy if it's a, okay, Washington football
based in
team.
The Washington metropolitan area.
What?
Washington, D.C. Wow. Your whole life you thought it was the state of Washington?
I just, for some reason, I guess I thought there's no
this
way our capital.
So awesome. I feel like wow. I am a part of history now that I got to witness you learning that it wasn't in Washington State.
Wow, that is the craziest.
That is unbelievable.
That makes the story, that changes everything in my head.
Why?
Well, because it's like so much more of a, it's the capital.
It's so much more of a fuck you, the fact that it's where our government is.
It's the capital, and it's also like, what are we...
Dude.
So the most DC thing ever is to be like, all right, instead of actually helping out the Native Americans, how about a symbolic name change replaced with nothing? So we had one idea that was symbolic about 100 years or 200 years too late, and then we replaced it with absolutely nothing, and we'll try and think of something better. It was just the funniest, like, most horrific... Oh, man. And the Capitol. Wow. For some reason, I thought it was Washington State. I never Googled it. I just always thought that. And now I feel like the world's dumbest man.
I love it. I love it so much. Holy shit.
Fascinating. Yeah. Well, I feel like a real dipshit.
Well, you know, we're all dipshits.
Well, the title of this episode should be The Washington Dipshits.
What was the other one? The
I can't remember. The Washington Pants. When all else fails, name it Pants.
I remember we ended up on this rant somehow. Oh, you know what? It was talking about the teepee in the fucking jungle gym. And honestly, dude, there a lot of our friends, like more than five, have some version of a show, podcast, live stream, whatever, where it's like, hey, call in advice show from guy who doesn't know anything. And it's just like a comedian, and they call up, yeah, and they're like, hey, my girlfriend left me. And then they very earnestly are like, I think that you should try to get back with her. But I'm a fuck up. What do I know? And that's fine. That's fun. I would do that. I would love to.
I would love to do that.
What you said about actually doing a show where people call in and we aggressively give them obviously bad advice, like, yeah, a shitty car. I think that we should do that. That sounds, someone calls up and is like, yeah, I've been looking to get a new car. I don't know, but
sell,
I don't know, go. Okay, here's what you do. You get a 3D printer. All right. You start with a 3D printer and you print every part of a car. You can do it. I'll show you a website. All right. You go to MSN.
Oh, you don't got a 3D printer? Print yourself a 3D printer. Now you got the 3D printer.
That's how you get a 3D printer. You get an inkjet, and then you print out a 3D printer. It takes a while. You got to make it out of paper, but it takes several years. But after you print enough paper to have a 3D printer, then you can make a car. Granted, yeah, cars have, I don't know if you knew this, have many, many parts, and they're pretty big. So it's going to take you also years for that. 3 years to print the printer, 13 years to print the car. So in 16 years, you'll have a free car. Also, all of the parts to print the car cost thousands of dollars. So it'll probably bankrupt you, but I do recommend this because DIY, you know what I mean?
It's the only way to be off the grid is to print your own cars. Yeah. So
everything I own is plastic, including my food and my wife. I print an app.
We gotta start this show. We gotta start. We gotta find a call in number and get do a live one. I don't know. This would be really fun.
It was.
I want to give bad advice,
dude. I really, yeah. I'm also gonna write this down because I really want to fucking do it.
I love that idea.
Like truly, actually bad advice. The show.
This is great. We're getting so much done this episode.
I know, dude. We got all these shows to start. What was that called? Parenting? How to Parent from Two Guys That Don't Know Shit.
How to Parent.
Dude, that's great. You want to take 10 minutes and try to come up with some nicknames for this girl's cat?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I forwarded you the email, but it was like months ago now, like a month and a half ago. So her name is Kayla, if you want to search your email.
Let's see, Kayla,
thank you so much for reaching out. I'm going to read the email, but I forwarded it to you so you could see pictures of the cat.
Good.
So, Kayla, thank you so much for writing.
Oh, my God.
It's an adorable cat. She's got one of those fun cat photos where it's in the sink. God, that's the best.
Love it.
Falling asleep in the sink. Little fat little guy. Again, it's whatthehellisitcalled@gmail.com if you want to write us. Hey, Dave and Caleb, firstly, I just want to say you're both awesome and I love What's It Called. Thank you. Dave, I can't wait until this lockdown is over so I can check out stories and go to Good Heroin and just take a break from this insane year. Same. Thank you. And Caleb will be on Good Heroin very soon after we start back. We love having him. All right,
Hell, so I'm hoping
you guys can come up with some nicknames for my cat. His original name is OJ. No, he's not named after O.J. Simpson. It stands for Orangey Jr.
Oh, wow.
Wow, named by my ex. Well,
this is taking a lot of turns.
Well, I can see why you want a new name, because your ex was wrong. It's funny to have a name like Orangey Jr. Like, it's just, I don't want to be a dick to O.J., your cat, but Orangey Jr., come on. We can do better. But then also to have like a name that's sort of like weird, and then it's also O.J., I mean,
I don't know.
Your ex is what I'm saying.
If your ex had listened to our podcast, he'd know how to name shit better. I'll say that.
I actually don't really think that much. I don't want to be a dick to your cat.
No, your cat's a little prince.
I know. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have talked shit about OJ.
I love your
OJ's
cat.
A cool name. Also, Orangey Jr. is adorable. I don't know why I'm out here being a dick. Fuck me.
Orangey Jr.
I know. It's fun. But it is funny to be like, come up with a cute name and then just, and then the initials are OJ when we know about that, you know?
Yeah. Let's name him Kitty. And it's KKK.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Now I feel better. That's what I was trying to say. I was trying to bring up the KKK. Just casually in conversation.
We got to talk about our new sponsor. I didn't know how I was going to bring it up, but
that's so funny. Yeah, my cat's name is Steve, and we call him the SS.
My ex name, he named him Adolf Hitler because he was like, kitties need to, we need to rebrand.
But we call him OJ Simpson.
I named my reindeer Eric Rudolph, and he's a good reindeer.
Eric Rudolph. Yeah, wow. We named her Catsy Anthony. We're just big Casey Anthony fans, you know? So,
oh man.
Wow. I love, first of all, I got to say, Kayla, I love how much you love your cat. Caleb and I are both big on cats, big cat nerds. Your cat,
it looks
cute as fuck. I wish I could share these photos with the class.
Yeah,
I wish I could meet your cat. And I also love how you talk about OJ. Kayla says this. He's a big orange soft boy that loves everyone.
Oh, what a sweetie.
So sweet. Here's a few more details about him. One, he doesn't know how to cover up his poop in the litter box, so just endlessly scratches the wall or the sides of the box after he shits. Oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
No, OJ. He likes to perch his butt on my pillow and politely look out the window at birds. Oh,
nice.
Come on. That's adorable.
I love it.
Three, he's super chatty and needs a lot of attention. Four,
like
he
OJ.
Snores just like OJ.
And he's not good at a cover-up, and he needs attention.
Also, I'll bet you OJ Simpson snores. I can almost guarantee
sure
it. Yeah. And five, he's really friendly with everyone, and he especially likes headbutts to show affection. Can I clarify one more time, and this is just my own anxiety, but I feel so bad that I talked shit about the name Orangey Jr. I was just trying to talk shit on your ex. That's
yeah.
It. No,
yeah,
I'm
making fun of your ex, not the name.
Not the name.
You know what I mean? It's like when your ex, you'd be like, I hate my ex. I hate tall guys. My ex was tall. You just hate your ex. It's not the tall guy. We're just making fun of your ex. That's all it is.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Your ex likes OJ Simpson and thus should die.
Unless your ex and you are still cool, in which case we take it all back.
Totally. I think everything they've ever done is good, including what OJ did.
Yeah. So I hope that's who's your ex.
Is your ex Adolf Hitler? Then I like him. He's great. Is your ex a cat? That sounds really cool.
Oh, very nice.
Here's a few attached pics. I don't know if this would be enough for a full episode, but I'm hoping you guys can come up with some killer nicknames. Best, Kayla. Kayla, you're the fucking best. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, I think let's try to come up with a nickname based on each of these facts. He's a big orange soft boy that loves everyone. I mean, I feel like soft boy is maybe the best cat name I've ever heard.
Soft boy.
Soft boy.
Yeah, soft boy.
Big orange, orangey soft boy. OS, like operating system. Ooh, how about that?
Hell yeah.
How about OS 10? Orange soft boy 10. You know, Mac OS.
Catalina.
Mac OS Catalina. There you go.
How about Catalina? That's a fun name.
Ooh.
Got a cat in it?
Yeah.
It's a pretty island.
And it's short for McDonald's Orange Soft Boy Catalina Island.
Orange Soft Boy.
He doesn't know how to cover up his poop in the litter box, so he just endlessly scratches the wall or the sides of the box after he shits. That's maybe the cutest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay, so maybe we'll call him a fucking idiot. like a dumb...
How about Scratchy Shit Boy?
Scratchy Shit Boy. Yeah, and we'll, for short, we'll call him SS. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We call him SS because he can't cover his shit up. yeah, let's see. Open, yeah, poop, poops out, out poops. Can't,
out poops.
Hidden, unhidden poops. Open poops.
What about Poopy Boy? I think Poopy Boy is a fun name.
Turd Man.
Turd Man.
Yeah. Like Birdman. Turd
Box.
Turd Man.
Well, Birdman for two, for sure, number two. Birdman is fun.
Oh, yeah. Birdman.
Just love my pillow.
I think Birdman is actually like a good, that's a good nickname for a cat.
Birdman.
And it makes him, it like treats the cat as if it's like a strong, like hero figure. And then you get to like pet this soft dude while you're like, what's up, Birdman? I like Birdman a lot.
Birdman or Catman.
Catman.
So consider both of those.
Turdman.
Turd man's fun. Turd boy. Poopy boy.
Birdman turd boy. How about that? Birdman turd boy.
Also, ding dong is a good. It's a fun thing to call your cats. Think about ding dong.
Yeah, just let that, you know, roll around in your mind a little bit. I think naming anything ding dong is always a good move, Caleb.
Very fun. Yeah. And cats respond. So ding dong, they like it, I think.
Number three, he's super chatty and needs a lot of attention. First of all, that's my cat too. My cat, I need to post some videos. She will just literally follow me around going meow, 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 meow. It's the coolest shit ever.
Love it.
And I think it's my fault. Because when I got her, I was like 23, 24, and I was super lonely, and I would just meow at her all the time. And then she started meowing back. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Okay, so that makes me think of one. Kayla, how about you name Dave's cat? Name your cat Dave's cat.
Yeah, you could call your cat Dr. Funk.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Funk, because my Mr. Dr. Funk is a lady. So maybe Mr. Funk, that's cool. They could be like
Doctor
honestly,
and Mrs.
Doctor and Mr. Funk.
Doctor and Mr. Funk.
Truly, if you want to the situation to be that your cat is married to my cat,
pretty fun.
It's pretty fun. I like that a lot, quite frankly. Because
I think it's great.
Orangey seems cool. I don't think they'd be friends though. It would be a toxic marriage. I'm gonna be honest, because my cat doesn't hang with other cats. Hoo boy.
Well, they're going through a trial separation right now due to the pandemic, and we'll see if it works out.
Yeah, there's the
doctor
people.
And Mr. Funk.
He snores. That's funny. Like, what is the sound of snoring? What does snoring sound like? It's like, what do they say?
That's a kitty snore.
But it's like, what do they say? Say it sounds like an engine, the train engine, car engine.
Yeah. I like it.
So we call him the New York Subway.
Why don't you name your cat the Washington football team?
the engine.
What about pants? Has anyone ever named their cat Pants?
Holy shit.
Pretty good.
Excuse me. That's awesome. Pants is, man, my friend Catherine in high school, she named her dog Toast. I thought that was the best name for a dog
ever.
Oh,
what a good name.
Pants. I think Caleb's got it. It has nothing to do with anything you said to us, but Pants is a sick name for a cat.
Name little Orangey Jr. Pants.
Totally.
And you can still be Orangey Jr. for, like, you know, the debit card and ID and stuff, but, like, just around the house, Pants.
Here's what I want to know about Orangey Jr. Why Jr.? Who's Orangey Sr.? You know? What's that story? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
God. Man.
Either Trump or OJ. Pick one, but that's got to be it.
OJ Trump is what you should call your cat. OJ Simpson, Donald Trump.
OJ Trump. Hell yeah.
Why don't you call OJ Simpson, Donald Trump, Hitler, Stalin? Hitler Stalin is the name of your cat.
Hey, give it a shot. You know, it's really up to Orangey which one he wants. So
that's a good point. Try out names on him. I like Pants the most, and it doesn't.
I think I do too. So
wait, what is this? He likes to perch his butt on my pillow and politely look out the window at birds. Can I just say, I know that this was pretty easy for me to come up with, but what about pillow butt?
Pillow butt. Love it. I mean, pillow butt.
If, Caleb, if you called me pillow butt, I'd fuck you.
That should be your new. That's like your Jeff Foxworthy. Be like, if you call me pillow butt, I'll fuck you. That'll be your new next album.
You might be fucking me. if you are fucking someone, and when they come, they yell in this horrible accent, you might be fucking me. You might be fucking me.
I mean,
Kayla, have you considered a nickname for yourself? You could call yourself Kayla Sinan.
Yeah. Oh, look out. Similar. I mean, King Seed's a little better. I know you probably want to keep your initials the way they are. I'm not sure what your middle name is, but hope it's something fun. Kayla King Seed. That's a great name, by the way. King Seed.
Good.
Very
name.
Cool. I wish I had a cool name.
Pillow Butt. I think it's Pillow Butt, Birdman, and Pants.
Yeah. By the way, feel free to use all three. I think it's fun to give cats around 20 names to use, just depending on your mood and their mood. So just throw them in the rotation.
Mr. Pillow Butt, Birdman, Pants Funk.
Pants Funk.
Senior.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love this cat already.
Yeah, this cat rules. She attached a photo. I assume she, maybe they. I don't know why I assumed, but she or they attached a photo of the cat sitting on the pillow looking out the window at birds. This cat rules.
This is the cutest cat. I can't stop looking at, though, the way little Pants has those teeny weeny arms just politely folded. Oh boy, kills me.
Man, I wish I could make your cat some pants and send you some pants to match.
Pants,
the name.
Pants. Hell yeah.
Pants, pants. They call me Pee Pee because I got pee pants on.
That's why they call me Pee Pee.
Because I wear pants, pants. My pants got pants. wow, I think this episode's over.
I mean, my pants got pants is the title. I think we finally found it. That's the title of this week's episode.
Thank y'all so much for listening. What the hell is it called at gmail.com if you want to, whatever with the stuff, you get it. And, I'm Dave or something, and that's Caleb the guy. And we got internet stuff, either of us.
Hell yeah. Make sure to tweet a picture of pants at us.
Yes.
Tweet at Dave to the Ross some pants.
We love
tweet
pictures
at Caleb
of pants.
Signing some pants of any kind.
Please continue to leave Steph and Eli alone.
Do not respond. Do not reach out to Steph or Eli. Only reach out to me and Dave. Or if you would like to tweet at Troy Walker, ESQ, tweet a picture of pants at him and don't tell him why. He's fine with it, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Podcast with him called Canceled, so he has to be okay with it.
That's right. He better be.
Part of the fucking deal.
Hell yeah.
At Dumb Caleb on Twitter and at Caleb Signin on Instagram. I'm at Dave to the Ross on everything. And we both got other podcasts and, albums or whatever and shit. And, we love you so much.
Hell yeah. Good night.
Bye. What's it called? What's it called?